Are we? Are we, Joe? We're going to rock around the clock? Wow, it's...
This town.
Oh. Oh, yeah. We don't have a clock? No, we just got this town. Oh, sorry, Rock. I ruined that for you. We're going to welcome in Rock Abaco, Ryan Ripken, Jeremy Kahn here on the Big Bad Morning Show. Rock, save me. I screwed that up. So how you doing, man?
All right, careful, though. The Baltimore Sun claims they own Rock Around the Clock. That's why.
Hey, now.
We don't want any nasty lawsuits.
Hey, so having Ryan Ripken here, we've had a lot of Oriole talk, but let me throw this at you first. The comments that were made about the injuries and when we should expect some of these guys back. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the good news is they are going to get guys still, like, trickling in here from the injured list. And Danny Colombe certainly is close. He's supposed to pitch today with Norfolk. Their game was rained out last night. That'd be his third appearance, and he'll either be ready or maybe they'll give him one more. The question, of course, becomes, is it going to be too late for them to win a division? But they are getting healthier. And, you know, people – it's funny, at first everybody was talking about all the injuries and pointing the finger at them. Now I kind of get the sense they're viewed as excuses and nobody wants to hear them. But there's, I mean, this team right now is the top wild card, which sounds like a fall from winning division last year in 101 games. No Bradish, no Coulomb, no Mateo, no Means, no Mountcastle, Rodriguez, Urias, Wells, Westberg, and obviously Felix Bautista missing the whole year. And they just got Jacob Webb back. I mean, it's astounding the number of losses they've had, even in a year where everybody's dealing with injuries. They've just been pummeled by them. So, I mean, to me, it's more of an explanation, and they have to find a way around it. But that's absolutely wrecking their season. I mean, that's just a lot to overcome. At one point, an entire rotation was on the IL. And, you know, Rodriguez, we assume, is going to be back, but he hasn't even faced live hitters yet. So, you know, and losing Westberg was big. You've got guys that are playing that wouldn't be playing or not as much, or their roles have changed. That it's just disrupted the entire roster.
I agree with you, Rock. And how you doing? Good morning, by the way. I got to come bother you sometime soon. But you mentioned so much about these injuries. Another word we could throw around there is adversity, right? And I actually like to think last year it was almost a fairy tale season for Baltimore until the postseason, right? It felt like every circumstance that they were in, they were able to win. One run games, they won. Down three or four early, they came back and won the game. And I think that some players can become accustomed to it. Now, I think, is it fair to say, now this case, so many injuries, but for a Baltimore team that felt like everything was going right, this is the first time, at least for this group, you know, in the last couple of years, that they have to really have this crossroads. Is that kind of what you're seeing? Is there, you know, learning to handle like an adversity that they probably haven't felt that they would experience in the upcoming years?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all part of the learning process. And, you know, the repercussions when a team's struggling collectively and guys start trying to do too much, they're pressing. The phrase we keep hearing, and you understand it more as you know, having former players, you get too big in the box and their hitting approach changes. All the, you know, the philosophy that we've been hearing is taught throughout the organization seems to go out the window. And hey, let's face it. They only have themselves to blame. They raised the bar way too high. They went from, what was it, 83 wins to 101. So people were expecting so much. There was absolutely going to be regression, just maybe not to this extreme, but they were. I don't think they were picked to win 102 or more games this year. That it was just that leap was so extreme that there was bound to be a little bit of regression at least. But we had no way to anticipate this many injuries. And these kind of slumps, especially a guy like Adley Rutschman in the second half. Cedric Mullins heated up, but he was struggling so much in the first half. And, you know, Gunnar went through the stretch after the All-Star break with the power outage. And Colton Cowser could be Rookie of the Year, but it's definitely been the roller coaster. Rookie of the Month in April and then, you know, down stretch, pretty prolonged. Then he got hot again. It's just been up and down with him. And, again, losing somebody like Westberg, who has given them some of their best at-bats. And who knew that Ramon Urias would be such a big loss? He went from a guy we thought was a bubble, possible non-tender or whatever, to being their hottest hitter when he had a freakish sprained ankle. So, but you're right. I think now it's kind of like, all right, guys, how do we pull together? You can keep saying all the right things that it's going to turn around. These guys still believe in themselves and trust the process, as Adley loves to say every time we interview him at least 15 times. but you still have to go out and do that. And they are feeling that pressure. And it's amazing how things snowball. Like you were talking about how positive everything was last year, and it seems to snowball. It works the other way now. One guy struggles, another guy struggles, and suddenly an entire offense is impacted. I mean, 11 runs in the last, it was a 21 runs in the last 11 games, three shutouts in the last eight. I mean, that's, you know, they're wasting, well, not last night, but they're wasting some really good pitching performances, Burns, Eflin, et cetera, and now Kramer tonight. But they have got to find a way to bust out offensively. And the timing last night was really weird and unfortunate because we had just talked to Mike Elias, and he certainly was promoting how it starts tonight. You know, we got to change the mojo, and there's a big buildup about it, and then they maybe hit rock bottom.
Yeah, it's tough to kind of pick that night to change up all the walk-up music and everything else when Blake Snell's on the mound, and this team has not hit left-handed pitching over the past month really at all. And one of the things that we were talking about earlier is if you do get, you know, Ramon back, Jordan back, and, of course, you know, Ryan Mountcastle back, those are three right-handed bats that you're going to add to that lineup, and I think it could vastly change how their perception is against left-handed pitching.
Yeah, it just feels like a bit of a flawed roster right now. I mean, when you look at especially middle infield, I mean, you've got Soto, you've got Holiday, who are both left-handed hitters. You're Mayo and Rivera are right-handed bats, but they're corner infield. So you've got guys, now this is a tough level to learn on, and you've got Mayo and Holiday, you know, taking their lumps, and yet you got to play them. They're on the roster. And last night was a shining example. I believe Holiday pinch hit for Mayo. So you're taking one struggling rookie and you're going to bat another struggling rookie for him just to go with the left-right matchup. So that, again, is the fallout when you lose Mateo and Urias and Westberg. You know, these are key right-handed hitters, and now it's just throwing the roster off completely. So it seems imbalanced. And, you know, and again, you add the inexperience, trying to learn how to deal with his adversity, guys that are scuffling at the plate. It's just an imperfect recipe here, and they've got to snap out of it. They're going to make the playoffs, but they're talking about making a much deeper run, and it's going to be really hard to do. And now, you know, you're just trying to make sure, if nothing else, you got that home wild card. And I've booked hotels in about 18 different cities for the division series to play it safe. Now I'm wondering, do I have to book one in Kansas City for the wild card? Can they at least be home for that selfishly for travel purposes? Can we make it a little bit easier here?
I think everyone would like that. And I think at the current moment, the O's still got a 2.5 game lead over Kansas City, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, Rock, it's a lot of this. Well, let's go more positive here, right? Let's look at the outlook. We know what the struggles are for the Orioles, but Jeremy and I, we sat here and talked about, and you just mentioned that the Orioles, when they've had the offensive woes, they've had some great pitching performances, and that's kind of the positive I'm looking at here, Rock. You get to the postseason, and you can line up three starters, and let's just say it's Corbin, Zach, you make a determination on who that third would be, but pitching is what's going to dominate here. That was the big part for the Orioles. It was the Rangers lineup was so hot last year, but the pitching really had struggling moments. But that's what it's going to come down to, right? If the Orioles can line up their rotation with those guys, they could have a solid shot to try to right the ship.
Yeah, it all starts with starting pitching. And that was one of the glaring differences between the Rangers and Orioles in that division series last year, was the quality of the Rangers starters and just that postseason experience. So you turn around, you add Corbin Burns, you add Zach Eflin around the deadline. I mean, that's a big two right there. And then ideally, if you had Rodriguez fully healthy and stretched out, that'd be perfect for those three. And then, you know, Dean Kramer, again, he's got five quality starts in his last six outings. Once again, he's second half Dean for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a really good four, but we don't know whether Rodriguez is going to be stretched out enough to start if they would dare put him in the bullpen just for late September and postseason, you know, because they could certainly use some reinforcements there. But either way, the starting pitching, at least on paper, should certainly give them an opportunity for that deep run. But you got to get, you know, these guys all back, and you've got to score some runs. But at least you feel like your chances are better because it does all start with starting pitching. And, you know, as long as you have a hot three or a fourth like that, plus, you know, Suarez, he didn't do well last night. This is a guy that's still, it's been one of the more valuable players, and he could be a big deal if you put him in the pen in the postseason to get key outs. They'll have a chance. You just, as Buck Showalter used to say, you just want a chance to roll the dice in October, and they're going to have it. But you would, you know, you'd like to build a little bit of momentum if such a thing exists in baseball, and they are going the other direction right now.
Rock, appreciate your time as always. Want to say skull, go Vikings. I'm sure you got to be pretty happy. So, do appreciate.
I'm not falling for it, Jeremy. They reel me in. Just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in. I am not falling for
it. You don't have a Sam Darnold jersey right now? You should get one, man.
Not yet.
Rock, thanks so much for your time, man. We do always appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.